Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here is your hourly briefing. It's a warm and calm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. The night offers a serene backdrop to ongoing events. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF chief says the military needs every male and female combat soldier. At a military ceremony, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke about wartime achievements and emphasized the need for troops to remain in southern Lebanon as long as necessary. Also, earlier today, President Herzog called for the implementation of the Trump plan to disarm Hamas. He made the statement at a memorial ceremony for Operation Protective Edge victims, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. Also this hour, Ynet provides analysis on how Trump's agreement is causing optimism in Hezbollah. The group believes the situation favors their demands for a complete Israeli withdrawal. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel, marking the first such attack since the ceasefire. This move could jeopardize ongoing negotiations and potentially reignite conflict. And finally, from earlier today, a report highlights growing tensions as various entities, including Israel, navigate complex geopolitical dynamics that could affect regional stability. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a commentator on geopolitical issues, posted just minutes ago that various global movements are aligning to undermine democratic societies, with Israel at the forefront of resistance. Gab Droz, an activist, urged followers to sign and share a petition to combat anti-Zionist movements in a post from earlier. Raylan Givens shared a statement from Donald Trump warning about the dangers of communism and suggesting it's a threat to watch closely, posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF chief's statement. According to the Times of Israel, the call for all combat soldiers highlights the sustained military pressure in southern Lebanon. Netanyahu's emphasis on staying the course signals a long-term commitment to regional security. This move underscores Israel's strategic priorities amid ongoing tensions. Turning to President Herzog's comments, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that Herzog's call for implementing the Trump plan reflects a broader strategy to neutralize threats from Hamas. His remarks at the memorial ceremony underline the importance of decisive actions following past military operations. This strategy aims to ensure long-term peace and stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's analysis on Hezbollah reveals an emboldened stance by the group. Strengthened by favorable developments, Hezbollah is demanding a full Israeli withdrawal. This scenario could complicate Israel's military and diplomatic efforts in the region. In a related development, Axios highlights Iran's missile launch at Israel. This act challenges the ceasefire's fragile status and raises the stakes for ongoing negotiations. The attack could prompt a swift response from Israel, affecting diplomatic channels and regional peace prospects. These developments suggest a complex and delicate balance of power in the region, with potential implications for future peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Minister of Economy Nir Barkat accused the media and tycoons of trying to sabotage the Basket of Israel initiative. He claimed there was a coordinated effort to undermine the project, which aims to stabilize the economy, separately. CTEC reveals that Israel secretly established a Starlink internet infrastructure in Iran. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett stated this effort was to support anti-government protesters in maintaining internet access, highlighting Israel's strategic influence in the region. And finally, Globes reports that Moloco leads a group acquiring a 48% stake in AppsFlyer. The deal involves other major investors like Google, Meta, and Unity, indicating strong international interest in Israeli tech innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.